Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program that's tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online around the world thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. This afternoon, we're joined by Catrice Cornette. She's making her first appearance here on our program to talk to us not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that with the world. So to get things kicked off, though, here is her single, Abba Father. We'll be right back with Conversations Live. Make sure you guys stay with us.
Love you.
That was Abba Father by Catrice Cornette here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM for our radio listeners. And online around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com. Catrice is making her first appearance on the program this afternoon. Catrice, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you. How are you?
Doing really well. Thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on the single. We're going to be telling our listeners how they can be able to support the music a little bit later. Catrice, what has it been like for you to be able to see the way that the gift of music that you've been given, how it has been affecting people?
It's amazing. It never gets tired. It's always exciting knowing that your music is blessing somebody or lifting somebody up or encouraging somebody, especially when you're the writer and you created it and, you know, God gave it to you, and so then you get to share it with people and they really enjoy it. The comments are phenomenal. There's nothing like when somebody says, oh, I listened to your song and it really helped me through my day or something like that. It's just an amazing feeling. There's really nothing like it.
So when did you first realize the gift that was your voice? When did you realize that this was something that God had given you?
When I realized it, I guess I was a teenager, but I've been singing since I was four. My dad was a musician, and he made me sing a solo publicly for the first time when I was 4 years old. We used to have a family gospel group, and I got up there, and I sang Oh Happy Day by Walter Hawkins. Mm-hmm. And cried through the whole thing, but I made it through. Of course, they put it on reel-to-reel and all of that kind of stuff. But I guess I really realized my gifting and my anointing for my own self when I was, in high school. I did a lot of competitions, and I sang around a lot with different groups outside of with my father and with my family. And so, you know, when you with your family and you do, you know, everybody say, oh, you sound great. Everybody thinks their kids sound great. But when other people started to, you know, acknowledge it and see it, then, you know, you kind of like, okay, well, maybe I really have something. So I guess I was in middle school to high school age because that's when I started competing and, you know, doing competitions and singing in other different types of groups outside of church. School
yes.
choirs, community choirs, stuff like that.
Right, right. Well, that song that we heard, Abba Father, is so personal. Of course, you know, Abba Father, to be able to say that, the words have such meaning and really speak about an intimacy with God. Can you kind of tell us, because a lot of people, and you know this just like I know it, Catrice, that a lot of people are raised around a relationship with God, meaning that someone in their family, maybe it's their parents or, you know, someone, you know, who's close around them, you know, may take them, you know, to church or may, you know, pray with them. But it's not real to them yet. When did God become real for you?
Oh, wow. I guess, well, I got married young. I got pregnant before I got married, and I got married young. And because of that, I had, my parents, you know, they believed that, okay, you want to be grown, you got to be grown. So because of that, I had to kind of grow up faster. So you learn the things that are instilled in you as a child. You know, the word says that if you raise up a child in the way they shall go, they will not depart from it. And so going to church, Sunday school, all of that kind of stuff kind of started kicking in when now I got to pay my own bills, I got to, you know, manage my own family. So God kind of became real to me when I got married and I had children. I had three kids back to back, 1, 2, 3. Like, my oldest are only 19 months apart. And, you know, so you're living on your own and you don't know how you're going to pay these bills. I had a job, but, you know, you're used to being under your parents' care and things like that. So when life becomes reality, then you need to pull on, you know, your faith is what sustains you when you don't know what else to do. And so I began to develop my own relationship with God through those times. And the longer the older I got, the closer I got to Christ. And it's just through life's experiences that caused me to really understand who He is in my life and the things that He has done for me. You get to appreciate the things that your parents were doing, and you know, he shows you different things through life, how he kept you and you know, all of those kind of things. So, yeah, he became real for me when I got married and started having my own family. And now I have to live in as an adult. You know, I have to be grown up. Yeah, so that was about the time for me.
Well, the reason I asked that question is because now you are an inspiration to so many people, Catrice, and I think that's why your story is so important, because there are people who know that particular story. They know what it's like to feel like they're having to go through something by themselves. And so to have someone understand that journey, to understand what they're going through, and to know that have been blessed, I think that in itself shows other people. So your life really is, your test has become now a testimony you're able to share. When you hear people say that, when you hear people say that because of your song or because of your testimony, you know, it gave them hope. You know, how does that make you feel, and does it make the challenges worthwhile?
It definitely makes the challenges worthwhile. It makes me feel so humble because I know that if it wasn't for the Christ in me and the things that God has brought me through, I wouldn't be able to be that inspiration to somebody. So just because he chose me, he gifted me, and, you know, I was able to help somebody, that is such a humbling experience. When people say those things to you, you're like, oh, and the greater the challenge, the greater the test. So just to, you know, put it out there, the tests don't stop and the trials don't stop coming. You just get a kind of better assurance in your faith, you know what I mean, to know that if he did it before, he'll do it again. And, you know, so you just kind of like handle things differently as you mature in life. And so it allows you to consistently, even when you don't feel like it or even when you're going through a test or trial, be that inspiration to somebody else, because everything, I believe that everything we go through is for somebody, is to, so that we can help somebody else, because you never know who you're going to come across in this life, and it's good to be able to pull on real life experiences. People want real stuff. They don't want that fake stuff. They want real answers. They need real hope, and when you can pull on real life experiences and tell them that it's going to be okay, because I know what it's like to wonder how I'm going to feed my kids or how I'm going to pay my bills. I've been there. I'm there now sometimes. So, you know, like, you just, it's awesome to be able to give somebody a real tangible hope, you know. So that's just real humbling. There's no other word than humbling.
Well, we know that people are even being helped by this conversation, Catrice. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I have Catrice Cornette joining us here on the program. We're talking to her not only about her single Abba Father, which we'll be telling you how you all can support a little later, but also about this experience. I was asking her, when was it that God became real to her, and what it's been like for her to use her God-given gift to be able to literally impact the world. So the single that we heard, Abba Father, as I mentioned, it is such a powerful song. When you sing it or when people hear it, what is it that you hope they're able to take away from it?
That no matter what, everybody should dream a dream. Everybody should have some kind of goal that they want to reach. And no matter what people say, no matter who is against you or even who's for you, you have to believe in it so much that you have to understand that God created you for a purpose. And you have to live out that purpose in order to be successful. That's what I believe. Nobody is here by accident. Everybody has a purpose. Find what your purpose is. Stick to your dream. Live it out. Walk it out, no matter how hard sometimes it may be, no matter how difficult, no matter how discouraging the people around you. Like the verse where it's, when I say she's doubting me, that's referring to like your BFF, your best friend is like, okay, you know, they're there, but all right, you can't do that, girl, get out of here. And then, you know, that's your man, like your man, your husband, your boyfriend, your significant other, whatever, who else, the person on earth who is supposed to be the closest to you, and they're the ones that's, you know, like discouraging you and they don't give you the full support. I've been there. That is the hardest place to be, because those are the people that you think should be pushing you. They don't always push you. You have to still push past that and live your purpose that God has made you for. No one is an accident. God don't make no junk. Everybody is worth something. So whatever right. you're worth, find it. Live that dream. And don't let nobody, I don't care how close they are to you, stop you from living your dream.
Wow, that's a testimony right there. That's a testimony right there, Catrice. And I think what you said is something that we talk about on this show all the time. Everybody just wants to know that they mean something. And I think that is the thing. I mean, to know that you mean that your life means something. And I think if people can really get that, I think that is a powerful thing. Again, everyone, Catrice Cornett is our guest. The single you guys heard here is Abba Father. Catrice, how can our listeners stay in contact with you and also support the music as well?
All the music is on on iTunes, and you can get you can download it on iTunes, or you can visit my website. It's CatriceCornettMinistries.org, and that's all one word. And you could find me on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I try to do the social media thing. It's hard keeping up with all that stuff, but I try to be out there, you know, and post something every day or something encouraging, even if it's just like, hey, how y'all doing or something, so that everybody knows that we're still kicking.
Right.
You know, but for the most part, I think I stay on Facebook the most because you can do more things on Facebook. Twitter, every time I write a message, I run out of letters. it only gives you a certain amount of characters,
exactly.
And I like to talk, as you can tell. So yeah. I always run out of characters, and I got to delete and, you know, all that stuff. So I usually just retweet on Twitter, but I'm always on Facebook, and they can find me that way. I have a Google Plus page, and so just put my name in. Google me. Somebody told me they Googled me. It was really cool. I was like, get out of here. They said, yeah, you came up. I was like, oh, that's what's up. So you can Google me, Catrice Cornett, and I come up. So exciting to be out there and just to share with everybody.
Well, it's exciting to have you on with us, Catrice. Congratulations to you on the single, on the testimony. And look, it goes without saying. You're welcome back here anytime. Love to stay in contact with you.
Thank you.
All right. Catrice Cornett again, everyone. Abba Father is a single you guys heard here. As she said, she is all over the place, including on iTunes. So make sure you guys go over there and support the music. You can get the music there. And then, of course, make sure you share it with your friends, too, using the social media buttons there. For those of you who came in late or missed part of the show, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. Just head over to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. You can go to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take our time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning into this edition of our show. You all make it a great afternoon.